This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 13 for Monday, August 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday morning, continuing the downward trend. The November canola contract gives up $3.20 at $588.90 per ton, and the January contract is down $3.40 at $597.90 per ton. The prairie weather outlook is calling for temperatures in the mid to high 20 degrees Celsius this week, with scattered showers at best for rain. Pressure on canola is coming from losses in the Chicago soy complex, as well as those in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. A little bit of support is coming from crude oil prices. Grain movement by rail in Canada is facing a work stoppage following a ruling by the Canadian Industrial Relations Board. The board said rail movement is not a safety or health issue under the country's labor board. The earliest things could ground to a halt is August 22nd. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Monday morning as the loonie slips to 72.78 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 72.82. The United States Department of Agriculture reports two private sales to unknown destinations this morning. One is for 300,000 tons of old and new crop soybeans. The other is for 165,000 tons of corn. The USDA is set to issue its August supply and demand report today at 11 a.m. Central. The trade is calling for U.S. soybean yields of 52.5 bushels per acre and corn yields of 182.1 bushels per acre. Wheat production is expected to nudge up to 2.02 billion bushels. Also this afternoon, the USDA will release its crop progress report. In Argentina, the strike by oilseed workers pushes into its seventh day. China raises its projection on its soybean imports for 2023-24 by 2.27 million tons. That would bring the total to 98.37 million tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday morning. The November contract is down 6 cents at $9.96.5 per bushel. September soy oil drops nearly 6 tenths of a cent at 41.85 cents per pound. September soy meal dips 30 cents at $311.40 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn sheds 3 cents at $3.74 per bushel. September oats lose 2.5 cents at $3.19.5. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago September gives up 12 cents at $5.31. Kansas City September foregoes 11.5 cents at $5.43. And Minneapolis September pulls back 9 cents at $5.81. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, August 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.